You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Many Texans may not realize it, but when it comes to the resettlement of refugees, the Lone Star State's been one of the top states for some time, a leader, in fact. But that could be about to change. The U.S. State Department has given governors until January 21st to notify them of whether their states will remain in the refugee resettlement program. And Governor Greg Abbott is being awfully quiet about what he plans to do as that clock ticks down. Lomi Creel has been writing about this for the Houston Chronicle, where she reports on immigration. Lomi, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
What's your sense of what Governor Abbott is going to do? I know he, back in 2016, sued the federal government, apparently trying to stop the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Is that a hint as to how he might be leaning come this new deadline?
Yeah, we don't really know because the governor has not responded to questions and has been pretty silent about this issue. But we do know, as you said, that in 2016, he led the opposition against trying to resettle Syrian refugees in Texas. And in 2017, withdrew from the federal resettlement program, which was really largely symbolic because what happened as a result is that the federal government just contracted with local resettlement agencies rather than going through the state.
Tell us a little bit about this resettlement rule that apparently was, what, created by the Trump administration in the past? Refugees could be resettled, wherever? Or how did that work?
Yeah, this is a new executive order that the president imposed in September, and it requires states and local governments to consent in writing before refugees can be resettled there, which is really unprecedented because in the past, the federal government would, working with refugee agencies, would just resettle refugees sort of wherever made sense.
Is that change the result of pressure that Texas had brought to bear on Washington?
I think that this is something that the Trump administration sort of has been thinking about for a while, and it comes after there has been some blowback in some states and areas about resettling refugees there. But I wouldn't say, you know, this is the result of Texas's opposition. And what we have seen as a result actually is somewhat surprising because at last count, 39 states, including 13 Republican governors, have signed on to resettling refugees, including states that consistently are very much supporters of the Trump administration.
But if the idea is to prevent refugees from coming to your state, there's nothing to stop, I would imagine, say, a refugee being resettled in Louisiana and crossing the Texas border the next day, right? I mean,
exactly. The government can't stop refugees from moving where they want to move. But what this executive order does do is it just prevents resettlement agencies from initially placing refugees there and then having that follow-up support to kind of help them integrate. So, but the end result, yes, the refugees can eventually move wherever they want to go.
Right, so what's the upshot of this? Let's say that Governor Abbott does, in fact, as some people have imagined, decide to opt out on this new rule. What does that mean for Texas? What does that mean for refugees?
Well, it would be significant. Texas has led the nation consistently in resettling refugees here. So there's very large infrastructure in terms of resettlement agencies and kind of job opportunities and integration help. So all of that, those agencies wouldn't have the funding to help refugees settle here. And so all of that would disappear. Though, of course, as we said, refugees settled wherever could still come here, but they would be doing it on their own.
Lomi Creel is an immigration reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Lomi, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.